Welcome back to 1330 WRAM and the cold storage facility here in Monmouth coming closer and closer to fruition, starting to look more like reality as we got a chance to take a tour today and joined by one of the owners involved here, Adam Figus. And Adam, this is a pretty impressive facility so far.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate that. We're very proud of the facility.
Can you kind of give us a little bit of a background of how this all came to be?
Obviously, Farmland is here in Monmouth, and they were looking for a partner to build a distribution facility for them. We went through a selection process and came out as their vendor of choice. And over the last couple of years, we've worked very closely with them to build this facility and get it up and running, which will hopefully be in the next couple of weeks, months.
And why Monmouth?
Well, partially because the Farmland facility was here, but also, in many ways, we looked at this and Farmland looked at where they could put facilities, whether it should be in an urban area, such as down by St. Louis or here in Monmouth. And I think in the end, one of the tipping points was the work ethic that we felt is illustrated here in the Monmouth community. We felt that we would be able to find the workforce that we need to make this facility a success.
And also joined by Tom. And Tom, for the hiring process coming up this Saturday, you're going to start with the application process. What kind of employees are we looking for?
We're looking for folks that are looking to grow with a company that are dependable, looking for a career, a future career.
And age groups?
And that's not specific to age groups at this point, though.
And again, starting right now, looking for 150 employees, is that correct?
Starting with 150. We hope to get a lot of applicants this weekend on Saturday at the Armory here in Monmouth. And we hope to have a big turnout so we can start to reinvent those applicants after Saturday.
Now, what kind of hours are we looking at? We'd heard on the tour 10-hour shifts. Is that for all the employees that we're looking for, or is that just for certain ones?
Yeah, the production workers and the workers inside the warehouse, we're looking at 8-4-10 shifts, Monday through Thursday. And in the office, we're looking for 3-8-hour shifts, 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday.
Now, of course, it's going to be kind of hard to find anybody around here that has cold storage experience, so there'd be a lot of training in this process.
Yeah, it's a great question. We've got training that's going to be interactive. We're going to have classroom training, and we're going to have simulated training about 3 to 4 weeks out prior to every hiring stage.
And Adam, in your press conference, you mentioned how the company continues to grow and now the seventh largest in the world. Is this something that you're still wanting to do, more and more expansion in the future?
Absolutely. Our philosophy has always been slow and steady growth. We're not looking to go out and become the largest company in the world. We have some competitors that are literally doing that. Our notion is to look for the right fit for us, whether it be purchasing a new facility or, like we did here in Monmouth, building something from a green shield. So we are absolutely looking for continued growth, both here in Monmouth and throughout the country.
I'm going to ask kind of maybe it's a basic question, but some people might not really understand cold storage facility. What does that mean? Is it just a big freezer? What is this place? What does it do?
This particular facility, it's a couple of different things. One, it is a big freezer. We are literally taking meat that's coming out right out of production facilities and freezing them, bringing them down below zero. That is a complicated process. It's not like just at home where you bring the meat home from the store and throw it in the freezer. It takes a lot of careful thought to make sure that we're actually doing it within the parameters that the USDA and our customers demand. So we're doing freezing. We're doing just storage. Sometimes it's just, you know, we're producing ribs all year long, but we only sell them in the summertime. So they're aggregating product throughout the year for sales during a specific season, whether it be summertime ribs or hams for Easter or Christmas, things like that. We are also, in the end, this is a distribution facility, so we are going to be aggregating all the various products of our customer and building orders to meet their customers' demands. And that's actually going to be the largest part of what we're doing here.
And when you speak about cold storage, you know, first, everybody understands it's going to be cold inside our facility.
How cold exactly will it
be? It could be anywhere from a 35-degree temp range down to 0 degrees. But the key to it is how you dress. provide cold gear, and we teach people how to dress the weather. Obviously, when you dress it with the proper type of cold gear, the environment's not bad at all.
You'd also mentioned about the trucks coming in. It's a little bit different setup than, say, like maybe over at Farmland, where they would have a truck come in and you'd have to have somebody open up the back gate and get them all. It's a little bit different in this kind of facility.
Yes, with our dock type of dock doors and our lift-up plates, the trucks will actually back into the dock. We open the truck swing doors from the inside. Nobody ever has to go outside to open the doors, break or check the seals on the trucks.
That's also to protect all the product as well because of the cold.
Yeah, to protect our team members, our employees, and the drivers as well.
That's absolutely correct. It's both for security and for safety.
So, again, what are we looking at here for time-wise when we hope to have operation up and running?
We'll start operations, the first phase, on April the 6th. We look to start training our first phase of employees on March 16th. And then we'll ramp over a period of time going all the way through May until we get fully operational.
That's great. We're looking forward to a great success here. And, Adam, we appreciate you and your family for being involved.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to being here, Mama.
Anything else you want to add today?
Nope.
A lot of trucks coming through here in the next several months. Can things kind of kick off?
Yes, it is. Thank you very much. We're very excited.
Tom and Adam, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Back 1330 WRAM. We'll have more after this.